This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, VentureX. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, a musical by William Finn, October 24th through November 2nd at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com. There we have the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Jeffrey Seidman. And what they brought us was Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's arrangement of a short little piano tune by composer Modest Mussorgsky, a scherzo in B-flat major, here on KPR to get things going in our noon hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you as always. Coming up, we've got an organ prelude from Johann Sebastian Bach, and the Philharmonia Orchestra will be back, along with lutist Patrick Galois, with a pastoral concerto by Joaquin Rodrigo for flute and orchestra. Many wonderful things still to come here on a Thursday afternoon, and we're glad you could be here for it. Next up, the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra and conductor Nicholas Braithwaite are going to help us do the Morris Dance, kind of English group folk dance involving costumes, the waving of handkerchiefs, the striking of bells, all done to lively and wonderful tunes such as the ones that we'll hear in this suite by Gustav Holst, Morris Dance Tunes, and the New Zealand Chamber Orchestra, next on KPR. From Gustav Holst, Morris Dance Tunes, a performance of the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, led by Nicholas Braithwaite, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:23 now. 10 minutes from now, we'll bring back the Philharmonia Orchestra, along with flutist Patrick Galois for the Concierto Pastoral, a flute concerto by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons on Thursday, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 63 degrees. Today, it should warm up to 68 under sunny skies. And some rain is in the forecast for the weekend. Tonight, we have a 30% chance of showers expected late overnight in a low of 49 degrees, and showers likely for tomorrow. 70% chance of showers. We'll enjoy a organ prelude next by Johann Sebastian Bach. Taking the organ is Bean Brindorf with the choral prelude, Come Holy Ghost, on Kansas Public Radio. A choral prelude, Come Holy Ghost, from Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Bean Brindorf on organ on Kansas Public Radio. 12:34 is the time. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour. We've got classical music until 3. And not only that, it's almost here. Tomorrow is Live Day on KPR. And as part of the event, we'll present a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library tomorrow evening, where Destiny and Remagen and Friends will play some haunting Halloween sounds. That'll be tomorrow evening at 7 on KPR, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. You can see the full Live Day schedule over at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. The Philharmonia Orchestra back for one more performance in this noon hour, and it's by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo and a concerto that he wrote in the late 1970s, where he achieves for the flutist James Galway what he had with his Fantasy for a Gentleman for guitarist Andres Segovia. A special piece that he wrote for James Galway called the Concierto Pastoral, which is made up of Spanish shepherd folk melodies, part of the rural atmosphere of Andalusia. We'll listen to flutist Patrick Galois and the Philharmonia next on Kansas Public Radio. Flutist Patrick Galois, the Philharmonia Orchestra, and conductor Ian Marin, with the Concierto Pastoral for Flute and Orchestra, completed in 1978 by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've just about reached the top of the hour, and NPR News is on the way. After an update of headlines, the next hour of music brings us American chamber music, the piano quintet of Arthur Foote. That plus music by Johann Svensson and others, just ahead on KPR.
KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Therefore, cello and orchestra, a short prelude in B minor by composer Anatoly Leonov. We are the Moscow Chamber Orchestra, Konstantinor Bailey and the conductor, and cello is played by Nina Kotova. And this is Kansas Public Radio, as classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. For the 1 p.m. hour, the Da Vinci Quartet has some American chamber music, Arthur Foote's Piano Quintet in A minor. And we'll follow that with a visit from the Guildhall Strings Ensemble, with some variations on an old Elizabethan tune, Selinger's Round, Michael Tippett's music, in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KDWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at KDWU.org, KDWU Channel 11, local public television. Next on KPR, here's a fun visit from the Latvian National Symphony led by Terje Mikkelsen, and from Norwegian composer Johan Svensson. They call this Festival Polonaise on KPR. Festival Polonaise, a celebratory piece by Norwegian composer Johan Svensson. We heard the Latvian National Symphony led by Terje Mikkelsen here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:17 now at the KU campus. The Guildhall String Ensemble will pay us a visit in the second half of the hour with variations on the Elizabethan tune Selinger's Round. And we've got classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. And 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com. We have some American chamber music next. Work by composer Arthur William Foote, who was born in 1853 and hailed from Salem, Massachusetts, and was a church organist in Boston for about 32 years. And he was one of the first composers to sort of establish a American identity in the world of classical music. What we'll listen to was completed in 1897, his piano quintet in A minor. Today we'll listen to members of the Da Vinci Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Piano Quintet in A minor from American composer Arthur Foote, performed by members of the Da Vinci Quartet, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:42. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music till 3 p.m. It'll be time for All Things Considered then, and later tonight, it's Thursday, and that means Classics Live tonight at 7. Tonight, we've got local classical violinist and cellist Boris Vanier and Sasha Groshang. The St. Petersburg String Quartet has enjoyed an illustrious international career. Classics Live brings you their recent recital of Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. That's Classics Live tonight at 7 p.m. And then, from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny. That's all I had for you this evening on Kansas Public Radio. We're joined now by the Guildhall String Ensemble with the music by English composer Michael Tippett, variations on the Elizabethan theme, Sellinger's Round, which appears to be a 16th century dance tune that originated somewhere in Ireland and came over to England, where it was arranged by the great master Dr. William Byrd. And composers have been writing variations on this ever since, such as this 1953 set of variations by Michael Tippett, Variations on an Elizabethan Theme. The Guildhall Strings, next on KPR. Variations on an Elizabethan Theme, Sellinger's Round, put together in 1953 by Michael Tippett. And we heard the Guildhall String Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., the news from NPR is just ahead. The next hour of classical music begins with some Mozart, a violin rondo. We have as well Vincent Dundee's Symphony on a French Mountain Air, some wonderful piano and orchestra music still to come. Thanks for being with us today on a Thursday afternoon.
And I'll see you there.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD 1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom design handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
It's up nearly 200 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Violinist Cho Liang Lin, the English Chamber Orchestra, and conductor Raymond Lepard bringing us a rondo for violin and orchestra by Mozart on Kansas Public Radio. The perfect way to kick off an hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have you along. Between now and 3 p.m., we've got another violin piece, John Holloway and the Second Violin Sonata of Dietrich Buxtehude. Then for piano and orchestra, the Great Symphony on a French Mountain Air by Vincent Dundee, all ahead of us on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul, live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at follytheater.org. A bit of music now for you for oboe and strings. London virtuosi and oboe virtuoso Anthony Camden with a concerto in B-flat major. from Tommaso Albinoni on Kansas Public Radio. An oboe concerto in B-flat major from Italian composer Tommaso Albinoni. The London Virtuosi had the performance with the oboe played by Anthony Camden here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:22 is the time, and in just a few short minutes we'll be joined by the Boston Symphony to enjoy the Symphony on a French Mountain Air by Vincent Dundee, a romantic delight, in just a short time. Tomorrow is Live Day on KPR, a whole day of live classical performances from the Lawrence Public Library and the KPR studios. And as part of the events tomorrow, we're presenting a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library in the evening, where violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends will play some haunting Halloween sounds. It'll be tomorrow evening on KPR, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. And see the full Live Day schedule over at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on assistance for immigrants and refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Next on KPR, we bring you work by the great Dietrich Buxtehude, the 17th-century Danish composer and a great influence on Johann Sebastian Bach. A violin sonata, Buxtehude's second in G, next with violinist John Holloway, cellist Jopter Linden, and at harpsichord Lars Ulrich Mortensen on KPR. Violin Sonata No. 2 from Dietrich Buxtehude. John Holloway, our violinist, cellist Jopter Linden, and Lars Ulrich Mortensen at the harpsichord on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:32 now, and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. With more music this evening, Classics Live at 7 p.m., and Tango Thursday with Destiny from 8 to 9. Just a quick note that if you don't have any weekend plans, one thing you might be interested in is some live music held in the ruins of an old store of a Kansas ghost town. Ensemble Iberica, a Kansas City-based nonprofit organization, will be sharing some highlights from their 2023 Carnegie Hall performance, with music and melodies from Brazil, Colombia, and Portugal. This will be this Saturday, the 25th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Voland, ghost town south of I-70 in the Flint Hills. You can find out more and acquire tickets over at volandfoundation.org. About 2:33 now, the Boston Symphony Orchestra. They've got our next performance. It's music for piano and orchestra by French composer Vincent Dundee, written in 1886. This is a piece I like to trot out now and then. It's one of great beauty, called the Symphony on the French Mountain Air, based on French mountain songs found in the region of south-central France. Pianist Nicole Enois Schweitzer with the Boston Symphony Orchestra have the performance next on Kansas Public Radio. From 1886, The Symphony on a French Mountain Air by composer Vincent Dundee, performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra with pianist Nicole Henri Schweitzer on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. Later on tonight at 7, of course, catch Classics Live. And from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny. I'm Jeff Watson, and we will be all together for Live Day tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul. Live in concert Saturday, November 1st, 7:30 p.m. Information at folletheater.org.